Welcome, everybody, to the Casual Podcast. This is episode number 2. I hope that you all enjoyed the first episode, and I hope that you will enjoy this one even more. We are now on iTunes, Podomatic.com, and YouTube.com/XIcemanReborn. And if you're watching or listening on YouTube, be sure to look in the description below this video, and I will post all the links to whether you're on Android, you can download the Podomatic app, the Podomatic.com app, and then you can listen to the podcast there. And if you are on iTunes or a Apple device, you can hit up the iTunes store and you can look up Casual Podcasts, and I will be there. Or you can, of course, click the link in the description and it will take you right to the iTunes store. So, episode number 2. I felt like episode one went really, really well. So I hope that this one goes even better than episode 1. Now, we have a lot to talk about today, a lot of things that have happened. And first off, I just want to thank all of you for all the support on episode number 1. And hopefully that continues. Hopefully you enjoyed the podcast and hopefully you will continue to enjoy it. But it is not called the Casual Friday Podcast anymore, as you probably already can tell. I decided to make it more of just a weekly thing. So if something came up and I wanted to do a podcast on a Tuesday or Thursday or something like that, I want to try and make this podcast 1 to 3 times a week. I think that would be okay. And so that's why I changed the name already and I kind of rebranded it to the Casual Podcast. It just makes more sense. It just makes more sense to call it the Casual Podcast rather than the Casual Friday Podcast. So I hope that you guys will enjoy. Nonetheless, it's going to be the same great show. Now, we have a lot of topics to talk about today, including the Moncton murder funerals happened earlier on today. Very sad news coming out of Moncton, obviously, as I talked about that for about 15 minutes last week. Actually, it lasted until about 15 minutes through the show, but we didn't start talking about it until about 5 minutes in. So it lasted about 10 minutes or so, and which is a long time for a topic, but I do think that it is pretty important that we all hear about it and what can go wrong and what we should be aware of and everything like that in our communities. And Moncton, I will catch you guys up if you happen to miss the first podcast or you don't know what's going on. Moncton is a city in New Brunswick, Canada, which is a province. And last Wednesday, a random shooter decided by the name of Justin Bork. He decided to open fire on 3 police officers. Sorry, 5 police officers. 3 of them died. 2 of them are in hospital recovering, expected to make a full recovery. 1 of them is shot in the neck. So you can just imagine what those 2 are going through right now and what the families are going through of those 3 dead RCMP officers. And it was a sad sight today because you got to see the funerals and obviously police officers, members of the police force from around the country today. In Canada, were at the funeral in Moncton, and all 3 funerals happened at the same time. They were televised, and it's always bad when someone dies, right? I mean, I've been to a lot of funerals this year, and I can tell you firsthand, funerals are not good, and if you haven't been to many funerals, consider yourself lucky, because at some point, you are going to have to go to funerals, and in my case, I've been a pallbearer, I've been a flower bearer. A lot of sad, tragic events can happen, and especially with the police. I mean, they put their lives on the line every single day, and it was a sad sight to see today, as it was televised, one of the members of the RCMP force who was killed was working in the canine unit, and his dog was sitting beside his casket. So, you know, it's a sad sight to see. It's hard to see someone go through that, and I don't know. I just wanted to talk about it a little bit, so we'll get into that a little bit more. I know it's a little depressing, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it, not as much as we spent last week, or 2 days ago, I guess, not really last week, on episode 1 of the podcast. E3 2014, we're going to touch on that. I know this isn't really a gaming podcast, although I do run a gaming YouTube channel. For those of you who are listening who do not know me, I do run a gaming YouTube channel by the name of X-Iceman Reborn, and I post tons of videos on there, gaming-related. So if you guys are into gaming or video games or anything like that, be sure to check out my YouTube channel. It has over 3,000 subscribers now, almost 3,100. So that's good. It keeps growing, and I thank you very much for all of your support on that. But we are going to talk about E3 2014. A lot of games are coming out, whether it be later on this year or games that were announced earlier on yesterday or today, and that will be coming out in 2015 or 2016. We're going to cover it all. And this isn't a gaming podcast by any means, but it is, a pretty big thing in the gaming space. So I did want to touch on it at least a little bit in the show. And a little bit later on, we are going to be talking about sports, the NHL finals, and I also want to talk about gun laws, because that's something that I didn't get to last week that I really wanted to. And then, of course, we're going to go to our segment, Stories, to make you shake your head. Oh, we have some goodies today, ladies and gentlemen. Some goodies today. We're going to talk about that pistol that was left in the Target in South Carolina, and I know that I mentioned that in episode number one, but I didn't get a chance to cover it. We ran out of time. Hopefully we'll get to that today. And we also have a man who drove to Michigan from Arizona in the United States with a dead corpse in the front seat with a seatbelt on and also some sunglasses. What can go better than that? And have you ever just been driving and you don't want to stop, so you just keep driving? You know, you might have to go pee, you might have to stop and get gas, but you know what, you're just going to procrastinate. You want to get to your final destination, and in this case, he really wanted to get to Arizona. Sorry, to Michigan, from Arizona. So, the dead body that was in the front seat, he just, whatever. Honey, you awake? No, you're not. Oh, you're not breathing either? Well, I'm just going to keep driving. Nothing wrong there. Have you, Father's Day is coming up, and I'm going to explain some weird gifts for Dad. I already bought my Father's Day gift. What are you getting your father? And what are some weird things that other people are doing for their fathers? Seems like on Mother's Day, we kind of embrace our mothers, and then on Father's Day, we try to roast the hell out of them. Buy them stupid gifts, and I'll explain all coming up in Stories to Make You Shake Your Head. So, we are already 8 minutes into the podcast, so let's first off just get this topic out of the way. The Moncton funerals. Three police officers have passed away. They have been killed by Justin Bork, who has been charged now after he appeared in court. He has been charged with 3 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder. Obviously, those two police officers who are recovering in hospital, they are expected to make a full recovery. But obviously, a very traumatizing event in that area of Moncton. So, and that site, that picture of the dogs sitting beside the casket was just, I don't know. That really embraced the moment, I think. It really got me thinking, like, wow, this was a true tragedy. And it affects everyone who was either in Moncton, who was locking their doors, you know, sitting in their basement waiting for more news from the police, or whether you're a police officer on the streets looking for the person who has killed 3 people, injured 2 more. Anyone who was in that area at the time, or any police officer in general, can kind of relate to what they were going through. And, you know, it just the pure sight of what Moncton was going through. I mean, the roadblocks, police having their guns drawn, shotguns, assault rifles already drawn, aim down sight, ready to kill someone who ran at them or shot at them. It's that really captured the moment too. And, it's hard to speculate on what those people were thinking, but, obviously, as I said before, my thoughts and prayers are with the families and the members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police today. So that gets that topic out of the way. It's a sad one, but that's why I wanted to get it out of the way first. So now we're going to talk about a little bit of a lighter topic, and that is E3 2014. A lot of games are going to be released coming up soon, and we've seen a lot of trailers. Some betas have been announced for dates, and some betas are already out in terms of Battlefield Hardline, which we will touch on in just a little bit. But Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, the Advanced Arsenal pre-order bonus was announced, and you will get an extra gun and a character skin, so that's good to know that character skins are returning in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. And of course, we already saw some gameplay, and that's actually uploaded on my YouTube channel right now. So if you guys are interested in watching that, of course, you can go ahead and visit my YouTube channel, youtube.com/xicemanreborn. Is where you can find all of that info on Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Rainbow Six Siege was announced by Ubisoft during their Ubisoft press conference earlier on yesterday. And Project Beast revealed as Bloodborne, and you can watch the official trailer. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End was announced by Sony. Apparently they had a jaw-dropping announcement trailer, and that game will, of course, launch in 2015. There was also an announcement trailer for Crackdown 3, and that was shown at the Microsoft press conference. We also see that Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming to next gen this fall, and you can experience Los Santos on the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC all at the same time. No exact date yet, but we'll find out later on. But we do know that it is coming this fall, so probably around September-ish. That's when we will be seeing Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC, which is something that people have been asking for quite a long time. And speaking of betas, we were talking about the Destiny and Battlefield Hardline beta. Well, the Destiny beta will land on the PlayStation 4 and PS3 on July 17th. And the PlayStation exclusive First Look Alpha will launch on June the 12th, which is actually this coming Thursday. So if you're not doing anything on Thursday, you can sign up for the Alpha for Destiny if you are on a PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3 console. So hopefully I can get my hands on that. I have signed up for the Alpha. I'm not exactly sure if I'm in it yet. If I am, then of course I will be sharing everything with you if I can. If there's not a non-disclosure agreement, which I don't imagine there will be, but if you can't post any gameplay, then I won't. But, I'm looking forward to the game, so hopefully we get to see something soon about the Alpha or the Beta or anything like that. Speaking of betas, Battlefield Hardline, the Beta is live already, and you can sign up. It's technically a closed Beta, and it will go to almost the end of the month. I forget the exact date. I think it's around June the 27th that Beta will end. Star Wars Battlefront, there's a new Star Wars Battlefront video, and it takes you behind the scenes, and you also get some early in-game footage from that, and that was part of the EA press conference. Also, Assassin's Creed Unity is coming out later on this year. That was announced as well. And Destiny Competitive Multiplayer First Look, there was more gameplay from the PlayStation 4 Alpha that was released earlier on today, so you can check that out. You can just type it in on YouTube or anything like that. And Battlefield Hardline's first beta community mission is now live, so now you can officially play the beta's first mission. So that's it for the E3 press conferences and everything like that. The floor is now open in Los Angeles, so you can go and venture around. I don't know if there's any more E3 tickets on sale. I highly doubt it. I think it is pretty much packed at this point, and it's probably sold out. But if you want to get your hands on some tickets, I'm sure somebody has it. Someone outside the venue might have extra tickets or something like that that you can ask. But it is risky. So if you live in the LA area and you feel like going to E3 because you like video games or something like that, then you can do so. All right, that is it for our E3 2014 coverage. A lot of things happening for E3, so the next couple of podcasts, we might cover a little bit of E3 2014 news and everything like that. But again, this isn't a gaming show. This is just a podcast about news, politics, and pretty much anything that I want to talk about. So E3 2014, we got that off our chest as well. The NHL Finals, can you believe that it can be over tomorrow? It can be all over tomorrow. Think about this. The LA Kings are up 3-0. And in the last podcast, I said, I might give the Rangers game 6, but that's all I'm going to give them. That's all I'm going to give them. And now it's more or less looking like, it could be 5 games, but it's more or less looking like 4 games. And I hate the people who are just saying that LA is getting lucky. They're getting lucky, all the bad bounces. But, you know, some of those bounces go both ways. And the Rangers just cannot take advantage of those bounces in their favor. So, all the people who are saying LA is just lucky, no. They're there for a reason. So are the Rangers. And it's pretty much the best case scenario for the NHL. Because, well, not maybe right now, but the two biggest markets in the NHL are playing for the Stanley Cup. And that means you have celebrity appearances or just anyone who, you know, big bucks are being spent on these tickets. And it's a shame that it's going to be over so soon. It's a shame as a viewer, but also for the NHL in general because, you know, obviously they're greedy. They want their money. They want a full Game 7 series. Even 6 games would be good for them. I kind of like to see LA win the Stanley Cup on Friday, so I really kind of want the Rangers to win the next game because it's been so long since I've been able to really stay up I always stay up and watch the games, but, you know, stay up without having to go to school the next day or work the next day. You know, it's been a long time since it's been on a weekend or something like that. So I think it would be cool if we saw them win on a Friday night in LA, of course. I think that would be better for LA to win in LA. But again, sweeping the series is obviously very good. Dustin Brown, Drew Doughty, and the boys at the LA Kings getting it done in New York in Madison Square Garden. And I cannot stand the people who say, oh, Martin St. Louis deserved better. No. That guy walked out on his team. I have zero, and I mean zero, respect for Martin St. Louis. He walked out on his team that he's been with forever and goes to the New York Rangers. And all of a sudden, he's their life savior. His mother died, and I feel bad for that, but that does not make him a hero in any sense, and I don't know why the people on TV and in the media in general are just like, oh, this guy's a saint, this guy's a god. No, he's not. He walked out on his team to go to a better team because he's selfish, and he's greedy. I have zero respect for Martin St. Louis. I don't know how I got on Martin St. Louis. I just wanted you to know what my opinions were on Martin St. Louis, I guess. But the NHL Finals, it's hard to believe that they can be wrapped up tomorrow. Isn't that crazy? Madison Square Garden, the game goes at 8 o'clock. Madison Square Garden, the New York Rangers trying to battle back. They're going to be playing desperate. They're going to be a hard team to face. But I think that the LA Kings can get it done. I mean, the LA Kings have played every single game of the NHL playoffs so far. That means 3 game 7s to go through. That's a lot. Especially with that comeback against San Jose. And LA has proved before, earlier on in these playoffs, they were down 3-0 against San Jose. Anyone can do it. Anyone can come back just when San Jose looks like they're going to finish it off and possibly be the best team remaining in the NHL playoffs. All of a sudden, bam, 4 quick wins by the LA Kings to get them to the Stanley Cup Finals. 1 of 3 Game 7s that they played so far. And if this series went to 7 games, then that is the first time they will ever, ever play in NHL history, NHL playoff history, that any team has played every single game possible within the Stanley Cup playoffs. But I don't think it's going to go to 7 games. That's just me. I don't know. I don't think anyone is expecting the New York Rangers to pull this out unless you're a fan of the New York Rangers. I'll give them 6 games. I think that New York might battle back with 2 wins, but that's all they're going to get, I think. I don't know. EA Sports, the simulator for NHL 14, says that it's going to go to a Game 7. Apparently, it's going to go to a Game 7. And I just don't believe that. I really don't. Weird gifts for Father's Day. You know, you're thinking, by the way, this is Stories to Make You Shake Your Head, which kind of explains itself. It's just stories to make you shake your head. We're gifts for dad. As I said earlier, on Mother's Day, we kind of honor our moms. And on Father's Day, we roast the hell out of them. Goofy gifts have become a tradition on that June Sunday where we honor the man of the house. And that's because dads love weird stuff. That's because ideally dads show us how to act mature while still thinking like a child. Now, once again, we give you our Father's Day gift guide, courtesy of HuffingtonPost.com, so that you can help the dad in your life express his inner weirdness, and we can help you with yours. Okay, it's iGrow Laser Helmet. This thing is great. I think it's $600. Almost $700. It's $695. But this thing is great. Basically what it does. I mean, Dad may say he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, but chances are, he would like back some of that hair he pulled out of his head trying to raise you properly. And the iGrow hair growth system is supposed to increase hair growth through a helmet that shoots laser beams on the scalp. Now, it costs you $695 out of your wallet, but you could get some of that money back from Dad when you threaten to post the photos of him wearing the helmet on social media. And if it was my dad, of course, my dad is bald. It's not the full bald. He still has hair around the side. It's that old look, you know. I hope I don't go bald. God, that would suck. But I think I might. I look exactly like my father, minus the baldness, and my dad has a mustache too. And I grow a pretty crappy mustache as it is right now. That's why I don't grow it. But the iGrow, and maybe I should use the iGrow for my mustache. I know it's a helmet, but maybe I could like maneuver it to go upside down or something like that. I don't know. Another thing that you can get your dad, oh, my dad would love this. The six-pack beer belt. And you should see the picture of this. This guy is like a construction worker, and he's got six-pack of beer on his belt. I guess they kind of make it look like a tool belt or something like that. But in this case, we have six Coors Lights in there. Oh, that's just great. If your dad's idea of seven-course meal is a steak and a six-pack of beer, then the beer belt is perfect. It allows Pop to keep six cans of whatever he likes close at hand. And this holds tall boys as well. Don't be worried. To make this gift even classier, if that's even possible, you can have it monogrammed. Now moving on to the Fit Band. And this would be great for my father also, because he's a bigger guy. In the kind of fat way. Sorry, Dad. But the Fit Band, your dad's gut may be pouring over his dockers, but the Fit Band will allow him to regain a little bit of his girlish figure while reducing lower back strain. Whether he gets his dignity back is another story. That's a good caption. I really like this Fit Band. I think I might use it for myself. This looks really cool. And of course, the model showing it off is skinny as hell. They should have got a fat guy to do it. They should have got a fat guy to show off the Fit Band. Wouldn't that make sense? Because it's the majority of the people who are going to be buying your product, Fit Band, if you're listening, are going to be fat people. Yes, surprise, surprise, the Fit Band is not going to be worn by fit people. So you should have got someone who is big to demonstrate the Fit Band. That's just my thoughts. And I'm available for hire. You can also get him the giant fishing lure, and this is as big as the person who's, you know, the picture I'm looking at right now. This is as big as the person, you know, as tall as the person I'm looking at right now. Catching a big fish requires a big lure. At least that's the theory behind a 6-foot-tall fishing lure. It costs more than $400, but when Dad opens up the box and sees it, he'll be hooked. Get what they did there? He'll be hooked. Line sinker and everything else. You can also get him a tent that looks like a 1965 Volkswagen van. And I don't really like this. I mean, this is just kind of, you know. I don't think my dad was really a hippie. I think my mom was a hippie. I don't think my dad was. But But if your dad was a hippie, you could get him that hippie van. You know, when you drive by the hippie vans, you don't see them very much nowadays because it's literally a 1965 vehicle. I mean, you don't expect to see 1965 vehicles all over the place. But regardless, you know how you pass those hippie vans and you're like, hey, a hippie van. Yep, that's it. Buy him a tent that looks like it. Not one of my favorites. Here's one of my favorites, though. Sunglasses that double as beer openers. This would be great. The picture here is a guy holding a Molson Dry, and he's got his sunglasses, and at the end of it, they have a beer opener. A beer bottle opener. That is just great. And then here's an odd one. Tiny statues of people having sex? Really? This is just kind of weird. Ever wonder why Dad spends so many hours tending to his garden? With these little statues, the answer is obvious. He's watching 3D porn. That's just kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. And the last one we got here is the Donkey Piss Tequila. That's literally what it's called. A dad who likes tequila is an easy dad to buy gifts for. And if your dad also likes donkey's piss, or the combination of donkeys and piss, you will be this will be his favorite gift. And you will be his favorite child, by the way. So that's just kind of odd. So if you're looking for gifts, I highly suggest my favorite one, of course, is the iGrow. I think the iGrow, you gotta go with the iGrow, right? You gotta. There's no other options. You can use it for facial hair if you turn it upside down. And this thing costs literally almost $700. $695. But you can do what Huffington Post says. You can get some of that money back if you threaten to show pictures of him on social media. Now here's what you wanted to hear. A man drives from Arizona to Michigan with a corpse in his van. And it's an old van too. This is almost a 1965 Volkswagen van. This is crazy. A Detroit area man was so determined to get to Michigan from Arizona that he refused to stop and contact authorities after one of his passengers died, police said on Wednesday. The man, a 62-year-old Clinton Township resident, has not been charged, and authorities were awaiting toxicology results from an autopsy performed on the body of the 31-year-old woman who died. Yes, she was 31. Police said that the man and his 92-year-old mother spent their winters in Arizona, and they were returning to Michigan with a 31-year-old woman with whom the man, who said he had a romantic relationship with. Isn't that crazy? Think about that. A 31-year-old woman and a 60-something-year-old man. 62-year-old man. Clinton Township resident. That is just... this guy must be rich. That screams baby daddy. I'm not even going to lie. Isn't that just kind of weird? When officers arrived Tuesday at the son's home in Warren, just north of Detroit, the man was weeping on the curb, and his mother was in her wheelchair at the back of the van. Dead woman's corpse in the front passenger seat wearing a seatbelt and sunglasses. One of the quotes from the police commissioner, Jer Green, says, quote, she obviously had been dead for at least 24 hours in screeching heat. Okay, then. That's weird. That's definitely a story to make you shake your head. And to top it all off, let's go to South Carolina. What happens in South Carolina never really stays in South Carolina. A pistol was left in a Target store. Oh my lord, what is going on? Now, people joke about this, and I think it's kind of funny. Like, he put down his loaded weapon in the, you know, in one of the toy aisle. By the way, it was a toy aisle. In a toy aisle, for some reason I can't talk today. And he put it down, and he probably picked up one of the Nerf guns, and he's like, yeah, this is awesome, I'm going to replace this thing with the toy Nerf gun. And then just completely forgot about it. One of the employees found it. No one was hurt, but I'm sure, I don't know. If I was a kid who went in there, I'd be kind of weary. And kids do stupid things with things that they don't know what it is. I was in garden greenhouses today. And that place is like I don't know. I was there with my mom. She was picking up some, like, tomato plants or something like that. And this kid is literally eating the tomato plants. Like, he's sitting on one of those wagons that you get because you got to carry all your plants. And he just starts eating the plants. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, kids, I don't think I was like that. I might have been. I just don't remember it. But kids can be crazy. Kids can definitely be crazy. And in this case, I mean, it's kind of scary. You know, what if a kid got his hands on that and he thought it was a toy and he started pointing it around and shooting it and then, bam, he kills someone. Or he kills himself because he saw someone commit suicide on TV or something like that or on a TV show and then he picks up the gun and pretends to shoot himself in the head and he actually does it. Think of the things that can go wrong. But where else would this happen other than South Carolina? Anyways, guys, we're going to bring it home now. That is 31 minutes, 5 seconds into the show. Thank you so much for listening. We are on iTunes, by the way. If you're watching this on YouTube or Podomatic, you can subscribe to iTunes. And if you're subscribe to the podcast via iTunes. Or, of course, if you are on Android devices, you can just download the Podomatic app and type in the search bar. Just type in Casual Podcast. That was Casual Podcast, episode number 2, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week. Have a good afternoon, and I will be back again in a couple of days for episode number 3. By the way, guys, if you have any more topics or anything like that, just hit me up on Twitter. Very easy to find on Twitter, @XIcemanReborn. Thank you so much for listening to the Casual Podcast. I will see you guys next time.